To you, therefore, most merciful Father, we make humble prayer and petition through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, that you accept and bless these gifts, these offerings, these holy and unblemished sacrifices, which we offer you firstly for your holy Catholic Church. Be pleased to grant her peace, to guard, unite, and govern her throughout the whole world. Together with your servant Benedict, our Pope, and Edwin, our Bishop, and all those who, holding to the truth, hand on the Catholic and Apostolic faith. Remember, Lord, all gathered here whose faith and devotion are known to you. For them we offer you this sacrifice of praise, or they offer it for themselves and all who are dear to them, for the redemption of their souls, in hope of health and well-being, and paying their homage to you, the eternal God, living and true. In communion with those whose memory we venerate, especially the glorious ever Virgin Mary, Mother of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, and blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles and martyrs, Peter and Paul, Andrew, and all your saints, we ask that through their merits and prayers, in all things we may be defended by your protecting help. Therefore, Lord, we pray graciously accept this oblation of our service, that of your whole family. Order our days in your peace, and command that we be delivered from eternal damnation and counted among the flock of those you have chosen. Be pleased, O God, we pray, to bless, acknowledge, and approve this offering in every respect. Make it spiritual and acceptable, so that it may become for us the body and blood of your most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, he took bread in his holy and venerable hands, and with eyes raised to heaven, to you, O God, his almighty Father, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took this precious chalice in his holy and venerable hands, and once more giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the blessed Passion the resurrection from the dead, and the glorious ascension into heaven of Christ, your Son, our Lord, we, your servants and your holy people, offer to your glorious majesty, from the gift that you have given us, this pure victim, this holy victim, this spotless victim, the holy bread of eternal life and the chalice of everlasting salvation. Be pleased to look upon these offerings with a serene and kindly countenance, and to accept them as once you were pleased to accept the gifts of your servant Abel the just, the sacrifice of Abraham, our father in faith, and the offering of your high priest Melchizedek, a holy sacrifice, a spotless victim. In humble prayer, we ask you, Almighty God, command that these gifts be borne by the hands of your holy angel to your altar on high, in the sight of your divine majesty, so that all of us who through this participation at the altar receive the most holy body and blood of your Son may be filled with every grace and heavenly blessing. Remember also, Lord, your servants who have gone before us with a sign of faith and rest in the sleep of peace. Grant them, O Lord, we pray, and all who sleep in Christ, a place of refreshment, light, and peace. To us also, your servants, who, though sinners, hope in your abundant mercies, graciously grant some share and fellowship with your holy apostles and martyrs, with John the Baptist, Stephen, Matthias, Barnabas, and all the saints. Admit us, we beseech you, into their company, not weighing our merits, but granting us your pardon. Through Christ our Lord, through whom you continue to make all these good things, O Lord, you sanctify them, fill them with life, bless them, and bestow them upon us. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honour is yours for ever and ever. Gan ddilyn ei othrawiaeth a gyfarwyddyd, ymunwn yn hyderus yn ei weddiaid gan ddweud, ein tad yr honwyt yn y nefoedd, sancteiddiad y enw, deled y deyrnas, gweneler derwyllus, megis yn y neud, fethu ar y dea hefyd. Dyrwyn ni heddiw ein barab ein oddiol, a maddau ni ein dyledion, fel y myddaiwn ninnau ein dyledwyr, ac nac arwain ni i blyfedigaeth eith er gwared ni rhag drwg. Gwared ni arglwydd rhag pob drwg, a dyro oedd dostiri dan nefedd yn ein dyddiau. Fel trwy gymod y digaredd, y byddom bob ams yn rhydd oddi wrth bechod, ac yn ddiogel rhag pob aflonyddwch, gan ddisgwyl ymgyflawniad ein gobaith, ac ymgangrasiad ein iachawdwr Iesu Grist.
Can I say that to you, Leonas, am nerth a'r bygoniant yn oes
oes oes? O arglwydd Iesu Grist, a ddywedodd wrth apostolion tan nefedd a dawaf i chwi, fy nghang nefedd a roddaf i chwi. Nag edrych ar ein pechodau, ond ar ffydd dy eglwys, a dyro iddi'n rhodd y tan nefedd ar undeb a fyny di, sy'n byw ac yn teyrnasu yn oes oesoedd.
Amen.
Tangnefedd yr arglwydd a fo gyda chwi bob amser.
A chyda chwi sa.
Negwch tangnefedd wrth eich gilydd.